Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 22, 1806. Trade beads discovered. The Corps have been out of trade goods for some time. Trade beads were the most popular of these trade goods, with the blue variety desired the most by the Indians. When the captains got back to St. Louis, they discovered the government had stored $60,000 worth of Indian trade goods for future use. The total trade goods carried by the expedition amounted to only several hundred dollars. Life would have been much easier for the Corps if they had had part of that government supply. The men have been using scraps of iron, buttons from their uniforms, pieces of ribbon and cloth, and other small articles they no longer need. Today, Captain Clark finds a waistcoat pocket with some beads, an unexpected but welcome surprise. He writes,
"This morning by light, all hands who could hunt were sent out. The result of the day's performance was greater than we had even hopes for. We killed 8 deer and 3 bear. We dispatched Whitehouse to the Kooskooski near our old encampment above Collins Creek in order to procure some salmon near that place. We gave Whitehouse a few beads which I unexpectedly found in one of my waistcoat pockets to purchase fish. Nothing further occurred in the course of this day. The last evening was cool, but the day was remarkably pleasant with a fine breeze from the northwest. Neither Shannon, Drewyer, nor Whitehouse returned this evening. Pott's leg is inflamed and very painful to him. We apply a poultice of the root of cows. Captain William Clark, June 22, 1806.
An interesting bit of information is that Clark used only a compass in determining and recording directions. Lewis was the man with the sextant and octant, but Clark's recordings were amazingly accurate. Tomorrow, Indian Guides.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.